Okay. Perkhov Dalit, Mishnah Dalit, Shalosh Tevas in the three boxes. Tevas Shepischa Mitzidot Tmei Midras. A box whose openings on the side is Tmei Midras. Okay, we'll see Milamal. If the opening is on top, Tmei Mace, it's not Tmei Midras. The Abob Bamida Torah Miklum. Let's see the pictures. Picture 717. We have a box. The box is real Lashavis Olecha, but since the side, the opening is on the side, right, it's on the side, the Pia, the opening, Shepischa Mitzida, so you can sit down on top of it. It does not interfere. The rule is, anything upon which you can sit is Tomei Tumas Midras. Anything which you cannot sit is Tomei Tumas Mace. This box, can you sit down upon it? Hello? This box, can you sit upon it?
Yeah.
So, Mimele, what is the Tomei? What is the status? Tomei Midras. So that's what it says. Ruya l'sheva solecha bi'oyed shem sham shem bo derech Pesach. You can sit down upon it even when the door is being opened and closed. It does not interfere.
That's mitzida.
That's mitzida. Hateve hi kli kibul. Right, shem sham shem bo derech Pesach. Ruya l'sheva solecha bi'oyed shem sham shem bo derech Pesach she mitzida. While you open and close the door, you can sit down upon it. Hateve hi kli kibul. U'mekabel estumas meis. V'chein mishameshes li'yeshiva v'tumei midras. Also serves as a chair, and therefore it has the more severe form of tumah called tumas midras. Can I have a teva shepischas lemala? You open it like this, like a trunk. So this a teva ain't a real shleishav lecha. You can't sit down upon it because when you're sitting upon it, people are going to say you're interfering. Amoid. Hateva inu ruyel yeshiva.
We had one teva that opened like this that was ruyel yeshiva.
I do not remember when. Let's go back.
I think it was the jewelry box.
I don't remember.
You can't tell me because it had a function.
A function? I don't remember. I do not remember.
It's in Baba Metzia.
Get up and let us do our work. Okay, number 719.
So that doesn't get to that box.
Next.
So how come it says Shalosh Teva saying?
That's
Teva Shepischa Mitzida Tuma Midras Nomala Tava. So that has.
Tumas Mace.
Okay, but it is.
It's a utensil.
But why is it? Because it's a utensil. Because it has a function, and it's not too large.
And then we come to number third box, which is so large, meaning that it's so large, it's mekabel more than 40 saw, like in this case, of lach, which is sosayim biyavish. So it's nothing. It's not a chair, and it's not even roi to mekabel tumas mace. Teva eitz hamachila mem so mevuah shoivi hadefanos atzam mitzaref lechesh. It's already the things the walls are mitzaref. Hateva baba mida tar meklum. It's completely tahara. There is no tumah whatsoever. V'davka kishapitzcha milamala. Only in a situation where the pesach is milamala, where the opening is on top. Sha'az ein aruya lemidras. It's not real midras. Oy shehi gavoya, oy ba'ifin er acher shein real midras. Aval imhi real midras. But let's say it's real midras. In other words, you can sit down upon it. Harezu mikabel tuma period. V'im dafka tumas midras. V'im dafka tumas midras. Oy afil tumas meis. Yuin b'tayis v'siyam. Okay, so basically, it's not roy as a chair because it has no opening. That's the case. Okay, that's the case. The case is where there is no opening. There is no opening on top.
And therefore?
You're going to fall right in.
So that's pushes.
Right. But let's say there was, and he's saying over here in the picture, let's say there was some type of thing on top where you could sit down upon.
Yeah.
Even though it can hold
40 saw?
More than 40 saw, and it's not roi, it is mitam midras. Midras does not depend upon it being too large. Yeah. That's a very important yesoid. When it comes to being mitam mitumas meis, it depends upon its ability to contain 40 saw or less. But when it comes to the rule of midras, it does not depend upon 40 saw. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, teva habav midah torah beklum v'dafka k'shabitzcha milmalo shaz en ruya lemidras. Aval imhi ruya lemidras harizim bekabelus tuma. Fine. Okay. Vimdafka Tumas Midrash. Let's now let's see over here the Rav. Chaz the Mishnah first. Shalosh Teva Sani. Because that's because there's no lid. There's no lid. So if there's no lid, there's no Tumas Midrash. And because it carries more than 40 Sa, which is Sasani Yavish, there's no Tumah at all, right? So let's chaz over the Rav. The Mishnah Shalosh Teva Sani. Teva Shapisko Mitzid from the side. Tmeat Midrash. Melamalon from on top. Milamalan tmei nes, but no midras. The above a midah, but let's say it's humongous, it's so large, where it cannot be mekabel anything inside. Tohayla miklum raf teva shepischa mitida mishameshas yeshiva im milachta. You can sit down upon it. Sheichelim lahishtamish bo. You can use it. You can open and close the door. Kishu yoyishiv bezman shepischa mitida mash einkin kishpischa milamalan. But not like in the situation where the opening is on top. The above a midah. Appears then the milmala is tahira from midras. The above mida. What about when it's extremely large? The tanina we learn about nisan kshehit tahira miklum ainam yuchedes. He explains that point. It's going in a situation where there's no place to sit down upon. Ainam yuchedes lemidras koy dehatame dehatama. Midras afilu bab midal yolam hitmeya. It's a very important insight that when you're dealing with the tumas midras, even if the box is so large that it can hold more than 40 saw and it cannot be moved, it's not metalto moli vareikon. It does not matter. It still has potential for tumas midras in a situation where you sit down upon it.
Right. If you sit down.
If you have a box,
but if it's empty, it doesn't get anything. Why if it's empty? If it's empty,
it's still a kli. It has to have potential to be metaltal mole vereikon. If you were to fill it up, talk about tumas kli, tumas mes. Same thing here yesterday.
I understand, but I'm
even if it's
the
even
why?
If it's because it's gzeres hakasav.
It's gzeres hakasav.
Gzeres hakasav.
There's no reason.
No reason. Gzeres hakasav. It has to be able to be moved by a person when it's full to its capacity. A sack. What is a sack? A sack is a sack.
Boy, I can have a thing like this, right?
Yeah.
I put a bunch of heavy rocks in there. You can't move that.
Seemingly, you can move it. Huh? Or the average butler diet, or what you normally would use it for, can be transported. The rule is, if it can hold up to 40 saw, it can be transported by a person by holding and using his hands, his bare hands. You're going to tell me you're going to fill it up with lead? Maybe butler diet, it's a klodam. I don't know the answer, but generally speaking, any utensil that can contain 40 saw of liquid is not light. Liquid is pretty heavy. Liquid is from the heavier things in this world.
Okay.
Liquid assets. It keeps you, weighs you down.
Amen.
It weighs you down. It weighs
Amen.
You down.
Amen.
Okay. Kovet. Kovet means
heavy.
Heavy. Wealth is called Kovet Me'ot. Kovot.
Where does it say that exactly?
It says that by Avram. Who does it say by?
Oh, but one of them covered
Ma'ot.
Covered Ma'ot. A lot of stuff.
Wealth. Wealth is called Kaved. It's heavy. Also, Kavod, the ultimate weight, what keeps you weighed down the most, is Kaved. Because when a person holds for himself to be an Ish Mechubot, he won't budge. Liha Kaved. Liha Kesef. Liha Zof.
Very good. Okay.
Okay, it weighs you down.
What are you giving this year on COVID? And then COVID in the mayor.
Okay, so we have here three different situations. Chaz the Mishnah, Sholosh Teva Sein, Teva Shepischa Mitzido, like in this picture, but you sit down upon it, Temeya Midras. Has potential to be talmid tumas midras milamalon. If the opening is on top, what is the law? Tmei meis. There's no tumas midras because you can't sit down on top of it. Because if you sit down on top of it, the people will tell you amoid benasem alachteinu. But it still has potential to be talmid tumas meis, which is one madrega. Will always go down one notch lower than the source of tuma. And the third tum is the above amida. Third example is someone above amida, which means a very, very large matchbox, which has no opening on top, so there's nothing to sit down upon, so there's no potential tumas midras. And as far as being metaltel, moving it to shvitame tumas meis, well, we have a limitation. The only time a utensil can be metame tumas meis only when it's metaltel molei verekan. And being that this box is larger than 40 saw, the yalach, which is assigned 60 saw biyadish, it's not metatal mole veregon, so there's no potential for metame tumas meis. Good? Okay, now we go to Mishnah. Shloisha tarbusin hain.
Tarbusin.
Now, what is a tarbus?
It's the yes, no?
Okay, tarbusin. Tarbusin hain.
Yeah.
What's a tarbus? Here, let's see what it's over here in the Raf. Kalim shel or. Leather. Well, there is no picture here for the word tarbusin. What's coming up in a moment? That's going to be number one. Let's first get the translation of the word tarbusin. Kalim shel or. Leather. Leather utensils, ke'ein argozim, like boxes. Okay? So dealing with the box, notice the texture. These boxes, notice there was a wood texture. See, wood, this doesn't show what it is. But this, showing you over here that it is made from leather. Okay? A leather texture. Okay? Like a leather jacket. Okay, leather. Shloisha tar busne, three leather boxes. Shel saporin, tamim midras. Sha'ichlin alav, saporin means. Sapor means a person, makizim dam, barbers, yeah. Barbers.
That's why they have those.
Barber, the red thing that spins, that means I'm a bloodletter.
Right.
Come into my shop, I'll let out your blood. I'm a vampire.
Isn't it interesting how they kept that thing?
That thing is still going.
People don't bloodlet there anymore.
How do you know what goes on behind the scenes?
Right.
Tell them that you want to go behind the curtain. See what goes on over there.
Next time I go, I'll ask them.
Ask the barber, can you please let my blood?
Shloisha tarbusin.
Shloisha tarbusin. They have three leather boxes. Shel sapodim means a barber. A barber. A barber.
That's the barber.
He's sitting on the box. Okay, that's number one. Tamei midras. Shloichna love, because they eat upon it. We'll see. Tamei, then there's, I'm sorry. Number two. Box number two. Shloichna love. A box upon which you eat. That is Tomei Meis. Okay, here it is. It's a box. You don't sit on the box. It's like a table. You put the food. You see there's a glass. Baking Kiddush. And then the Shel Zeisim, a leather thing which you put olives upon. Tahor Miklum is 100% tar.
It's a cloth.
Let's see the pictures. Let's take a look. Shel Saporim, Tomei Midras. Tarbus. What is a tarbus? Kli Arkein Argos. It is a leather box, like it is a leather piece of leather, clear utensil made from leather, cane, iron, like a box. Shel sapodim heim makize. What is sapodim makize dam? They are blood letters. Okay, they are blood letters. Veheim gedol meheim. They are very large. Veheim leishiv aleim haboim lahakiz, and people who come to let blood, they sit down upon them. Veheim leishiv aleim haboim lahakiz. A person. This guy is not the barber. This guy is the customer. How do you like that? This guy looks so thin, doesn't look he has much blood to let out.
He's too thin?
He looks very thin, this guy, doesn't he?
No.
No?
No, just a faraway picture. So anyway, he's sitting there to get his blood let?
Yeah, he's waiting for someone to puncture him.
This is the box that they sit on when they get their blood letted?
Yeah.
Never.
See that? Look at that guy. He's waiting here for someone to come and put a hole in him. Allow all the liquid to ooze out.
Okay.
Kli arkein argus shall support him. Makizei dam behem gedolim behem. They're very large. These boxes.
Why do they have to be large for?
To be comfortable when your blood comes
this
out.
This guy looks like he's going to be comfortable on that.
It's all a matter of what you're used to.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Shall support him makizei dam behem gedolim behem leishiv leim haboim lahakiz. Those that come to let our blood, cast the Mishnah, Halachas Kelim, find Ve'harei Elu Tmei Midras, and these boxes are Tmei Midras. Now we come to the case of the Shulchan, now we have a new box, it's leather, and they put on top of a Kiddush cup, and some fruit and cookies, some cake, and some bread. Tarbus Argos Arsh Ochel Olav, Harei Zemishamish Kishulchan. V'yafa Pisha Shulchan Hikli Or Poshut. Even though the table is made from leather, she'en lebeis kibul gozru chachamim tumo al pshutekli kliates. The R Chazal v'goizer on pshutekli kliates v'ar k'shem misham shemes adam v'yes kelov Even though over here you're asking Kasha, there's a wide Kli'ar that has no base kibble. There's no base kibble, there's no receptacle, it's the flat box. So generally speaking, it's something made from leather that has no base kibble, it's even whether it's wood or leather is tahor. This tumah is a tumah midrabanan. Since this table has been used to serve man. Are you with me?
Just a little tired, go ahead.
Why are you tired? You drank almost a whole cup of coffee.
I need another one, I think.
The af al pi shashulchan hu kli ar pashon shein loy beis kibul gozhecham al tuma al pshute kli eitz v'ar kishayim misham shemes adam v'yes kelof. So chazal hu goizer tuma on this table. V'ashulchan misham shemes adam lachidlo hanicha lov kelim v'tumosam midrabanan. And the tuma is a tuma midrabanan. Period. Okay, so this is a table, and the tumah here is a tumah mid rabbanon. It is not a tumah mid oiraisa.
Great.
Okay, now we come to the third type of box, leather box.
So this is this. What is this? Mace.
This tumas mace.
Right. But it's not midras.
But it's not midras. It goes down one madrega. Now we come to shel zaysim tar miklum tarba shel zaysim or hamishamish. A piece of leather that's used.
One of them are leather boxes.
All them are leather, correct. They're all leather.
Like in a car, leather seats.
Leather seats. You have leather seats in your car?
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't notice all the times you're coming here? It's a chash of a car you get driven in every morning. That's Shiru's grandson. That's them in a leather. Go ahead.
Tarbushal zaysim or hamashamish l'shatoich olav zaysim. Spread olives. Look at that, olives. Olives cause shikha, forgetfulness. Okay, v'kein perish harambam v'arosh v'arehu doyme l'shulchan, it's like a table. V'ashulchan u'pshuta kliyetz. She'ena mekablam tumma. Min ha'toyra rak cham gozru olav tumma. V'l'gozru cham elo b'shulchan shu gam mishamish shesu odam. Chazal were only goyzer and leather tables. Because leather tables serve man, whereas this piece of leather is only serving fruit. It's serving olives. It's not serving man. This person's objects. The Rosh Nishka Shemifar Shatarbos Lechosh of Kli. So let's go back to 656. What does it say in picture 656? Another parish. Here. There's a chair. 656. No, that was the Shulchan.
Table.
Not the Shulchan. That's not a Tarbos. It's a Dulufki. All right. Let's, now that we know, let's chaz the Mishnah with the Rav. Shloisha tar busim. There are two different types of tables, types of leather tables. Shel saponim.
Actually, is it tables?
Leather.
Leather somethings.
Leather boxes.
It is boxes.
Leather boxes.
This third case is not a box.
It's just a mat.
Right. So.
Okay. Let's see. Shloisha tar busim. Shel saponim barbers tamei midos, because you sit down upon it. Shaych love, but the box which you set up to eat upon, to serve as a table, is tamei, is on tamei mes. V'shel zeisim tohar miklum, rav, tarbusim kelim shel or kein argozim boxes, shel saponim, mekizim dam, blood letters, tamei midras, gadol hu, it's very large, v'chazili shiva, to sit down upon, oilim nizgo alech, to lie down, see they lie down upon it, and they tell you you let blood, stick out your hand, you lie down.
Okay.
Right, you lie down upon it. So it's chazil nizga alav. Sha'aychlu alav, box number two, kli tashmishu. It's a kli tashmish. You use it to eat. Vishal zesim, shesechatim by zesim. You squeeze the olives.
Why?
you want the olive oil. Chanukah.
That's what you do. You don't do it in press.
So I guess sometimes you don't. The press is where you have to, you mass produce it. But let's say you just do a small amount. Zayin, the haram perish shesrechtem olav hazei sim. Bo, shesrechtem, you squeeze with it the zaysim. I don't know, it seems to be the same Allah, same idea.
He was saying what you're saying.
Well, he means the same thing. I don't know. Shesechetim bo, you squeeze with it zaysim. Loi choshev kli shal misham she adam. It's not called a kli shal misham she adam. There's no kibble, it's leather. It's not tummy, not midirais, and not even midirabonan. All right, we got to stop here.
You have too much tummy space?
Nothing. That's what it says, tar miklum.
But it's not. Okay.
Even this is only tummy midirabonan. Even this. All right, so we did.
Let's say you didn't have the zaysim on it. You could sit on it as a mat.
Well, you don't. That's not what it's used for. It's not what it's used for.
Use it as a beach.
Okay, up to Mishnah Vav.